David Green is not here with us today, but here's a little secret. David really likes country music, so it wasn't exactly a hardship when he sat down to talk with Brad Paisley.
Yeah, Paisley is a country megastar, and since his debut in 1999, he's had 12 million records, 23 number one hits. He's a great singer, monster guitar player, and also a guy who has a way with lyrics and timing. This 2002 hit was about a guy whose girlfriend thinks he spends too much time fishing, and she gives him an ultimatum.
If I hit that fishing hole today, she'd be packing all her things and she'd be gone by noon. Well, I'm gonna miss her.
Yeah, and there are a bunch of fun moments like this on Brad Paisley's new album. The title track, though, Love and War, is dead serious. He collaborated with an artist who wrote one of the most potent protest songs of the Vietnam era. That's John Fogerty of Creedence Clearwater Revival. And I asked Paisley how he brought Fogerty on board to co-write a song about two generations of veterans.
I've known John for a while, and he's a huge influence on me. And I think the voice of a generation. And so one time we sat down and I said, why don't you come to Tennessee for a couple of days and we'll do this right. And, you know, I have this thing I want to say, and that's that I think we are really letting our veterans down.
He was 19 when he landed at Bagram, scared and all alone. Lost a leg and a girlfriend before he got home.
The idea of it is that it's really not fair. And we'll talk about that if you're willing. I said, I know you went there back in Vietnam era. Do you want to go there again? And he said, yeah, I do.
He was 19 in 68, and after all this time, that broken boy is now a broken man, waiting in the field.
You know, I don't like to necessarily make political statements speaking necessarily as much as I would rather write something that makes you feel something, because I think that's always more effective. And in the case of this, I could say that all day long, but a lot of people are saying it, but no one's singing it.
Mm-hmm. But when I think of country music and war and patriotism, I mean, I think sometimes you expect to hear like Toby Keith singing about sticking a boot in another country. I mean, this feels like you're doing something different.
I definitely think this is different in that it's an interesting dichotomy in that it's a protest song, but we're protesting something everyone, I think, can agree on.
They call them decorated heroes and pin some medals on their chest. Give them a tiny little pension. Could we do much less?
Throughout his career, Brad Paisley has broached sensitive subjects. He often takes unusually progressive stances for country. Usually it goes over pretty well, but he got a lot of heat for a track he did in 2013. Accidental Racist was a collaboration with the rapper LL Cool J. It tried to reconcile Southern pride with the region's legacy of racism through a dialogue between the two artists. Many critics found it flat-footed, if well-intentioned.
I'm proud of where
if you don't
I'm
judge
from,
my gold chain.
Not everything.
I quickly learned, as you can imagine, about this third rail. And I was very naive in thinking that we could write something that would feel the same way that other topics feel when you discuss them. When you discuss racism, it's almost a no-win scenario, but I don't think that means we shouldn't be discussing it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Do you think the backlash was fair?
Well, it depends. I mean, fair in the sense that if you one of my brilliant co-writers told me early on when I would get really mad about a line that he didn't like, he'd like, well, you can tell me all you want that I'm wrong, but I'm not. I don't like it. Any true feelings of dislike are warranted and they need to be explored.
And Brad Paisley has kept pushing boundaries. His new album has two songs with a producer better known for his work with artists like Justin Timberlake. It's the hip-hop producer Timbaland.
When I sat down with Tim, he said, I want to do something country, but I mean country. He's like, I think where our worlds meet the best and the coolest spot is bluegrass.
And you said, yeah, I agree, or you were like, what the hell are you talking about?
I knew exactly what he meant. You can hear a little bit of this before the song Grey Goose Chase, where you hear that sort of jug band front porch sound. But what that is Timbaland beating on the banjo bass with his hands and hooting and hollering in the background. When you see produced by Timbaland, that's not what you thought you'd hear. I love that. Oh, Annabelle, since you've been gone,
I've been going through hell on my own. Another song on this album, like The Internet Is Forever.
Yeah, right, Selfie.
You ought to be ashamed of your selfie. Your grandmother's in an open casket. You're in a suit and shades. You take your iPhone out and you snap it. Hashtag sad day. You ought to be ashamed. Are you trying to make sure that country is not just like front porches and pickup trucks? Like, it really is relevant to today. And
yeah, exactly. Think about it. Like, it used to be, you know, the phone rang on the wall. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And that phone rings on the wall. You could hear that line for years. Now you do that, and some kid's like, what?
What wall? Why is the phone on a wall?
Yeah, and so I think country music, there's nothing wrong with looking at one time it was you took a train, now it's a subway. Now why you gotta go and tweet it when you really
oughta just delete it? Now we all wanna unsee. Funny that Brad Paisley. In fact, he has been trying his hand at stand-up recently, and the day after we did this interview, he taped a comedy special for Netflix. Wow, this is taking your stand-up to a new level.
Or not. or just it's going to preserve it, and you get right to see how badly it went. You ought to be
ashamed. Well, Brad Paisley, it's been a real pleasure. Best of luck with the new album, and hope to bring you back on our show sometime real soon.
Thank you, buddy.
His new album is called Love and War.